begin by this meeting by welcoming all of you and thanking you for coming to this meeting, and for the first time, when you start the meeting, almost all the parties are represented except UDM. But their whips will deal with it and indicate that this is going to be a very short meeting to approve one or two things which we'll come back to when we deal with the agenda. But let me also thank the honorable members, how they have responded to the appeals of the tragedy in the Eastern Cape, of that old woman who was murdered with the children. Because I'm told at the level of this committee and the staff, we have managed to raise about 1.2 towards that trust fund, 1,200. I'm not talking millions of this month. I'm talking cents where the people are, not 1,200. That was great. That was great. And we know that contributions are continuing to pour. But I think through your own efforts, whoever has made some contribution, that's very great. Yes, Chief.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to myself say something in that regard. When we were asked to contribute to that fund, we willingly did that because we knew that there was a tragedy that the old lady and her grandkids were killed. It was such an unfortunate situation. But what distressed me personally was that when that list came, it came in the name of the ANC, with the ANC insignia on it, instead of, because that tragedy, I think, was not an ANC tragedy, it was an issue that affected an individual. So anyone of us who felt moved could contribute. But in future, I think that we should be apolitical when we say things like that, that we're not using this as a political thing. It was an individual who had been killed, not in the name of any party. So, but we did contribute for, because we felt that it was something good to do. Thank you.
Chairperson, can I just clarify?
Yes, the letterhead was the ANC constituency office, the MP, ANC parliamentary constituency office. So the initiative that we were responding to was from the ANC MP.
That should not be like that.
Thank you. My information is exactly what Honorable Maha is saying. But also my other information from the secretary, there were two lists. There was an ANC one from the parliamentary office, but there was also a parliamentary one. But it's a pity that we were not able to deal with that. So we would be able to deal with those issues. But be that as it may, you are correct. Honorable Smuts taught me that during times like these, we bury our differences. Even if we were enemies, we just respect death and bury our differences. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, comrades, for that. You were all my comrades on that one. But let's come back to the honorable members now. We have two items in the agenda circulated. We are going to be considering the draft report on the recommendations of the CCWGC, which agreement and the TDCA. Those are the two. Before we adopt the minutes, one item. The committee's application to Ethiopia. I'll talk about that. Then we can adopt the minutes. Is there any other issue?
No.
Moved by Honorable Makau that we adopt this agenda and seconded by Honorable Mubu. Seeing that there's no objection, we agree. Apologies? Yes. Honorable Kawa, Honorable Olomisa, Honorable Mulder, they have sent apologies, and Honorable Manana will be arriving late. Also is Honorable Sundosa. Mm-hmm. Honorable Mubu, I thought your hand is up.
No.
Sorry, Chief. Moved by Honorable Mohalaba, seconded by Honorable Korenov, that we accept the apologies. Let's go into the draft reports. The first one is the Conventional Weapons Convention Agreement. My understanding is that we had a detailed briefing by the department in the last meeting. And we had agreed in that meeting that we'll just prepare a resolution which will be processed through the processes or to the parliamentary procedures, because we were there supposed to, are we ratifying?
We're approving,
yes, not ratifying this time. There's the short report in a circulated loose page. Report of the Portfolio Committee on International Relations and Cooperation on the acceptance of the amendments of the Convention on Prohibitions or Restrictions on the use of certain conventional weapons which may be deemed to be excessively injurious or have indiscriminate effects, also known as the Certain Conventional Weapons Convention. On the 8th of September, the Portfolio Committee on International Relations and Cooperation, having considered the request for the approval by Parliament of the acceptance of the amendments to the Conventions on the Prohibitions and Restrictions on the Use of Certain Conventional Weapons, which may be deemed to be excessively injurious and have indiscriminate effects, also known, and so on and so on. That's the critical part. The last part recommends that the House, in terms of Section 231, Subsection 2 of the Constitution, approve the said convention. That's the resolution. Honorable Korenov.
Chairperson, I move for approval.
Seconded.
Moved by Honorable Mubu that we approve.
Moved by Korenov, seconded by Mubu.
What did I say?
You like Mubu so much.
No, I know that. I wish you were a woman. That's good for the record. This meeting is out of order.
I won't respond to that one. It's off the record. It's moved by Honorable Korenov and seconded by Honorable Mubu. Any objection?
No objection.
Just some issue to raise, Honorable
Smith? Yeah, I'd like to check some interest. when you say the Portfolio Committee on International Relief Corporation hasn't considered the request for approval, the request from whom?
The request is from DELCO, because it's the ministry which is the ministry which referred this matter here.
That's the point, Chair.
Yes.
Is it not possible for us then in the resolution to state that?
Can you guide us to now?
Yeah,
because
having considered the request from DECO for approval by Parliament and so on.
Chair.
Would it do any? Yes. Honourable Mubu and Corino.
Thank you, Chair. I think.
Or.
Do I have the table? The chair.
Yes.
Is.
Okay.
It's understood, Chair, that we are the International Relations
Portfolio
Committee dealing with the issues of an international nature like this. So it's understood that when we deal with an issue like this, it has to come from a particular department that has links with international relations. So whether we say it or not, it still remains the same. Thank you.
Honorable Corino.
Listen, I think this committee raised it last time, but there's also a certain Convention on Weapons Act in Parliament. And this act, I think, was adopted in 2008. But the mother body of that act is Department of Defense. So the way I understand it is because it has an international bearing, this is the reason why this committee has to approve the convention. The knock-on effect, I think, will be to amend the act accordingly, which is with another department. But I'm sure that this same resolution is probably with the Department of Defense as well. That's what I would assume, but officials can...
Now, you want to help us? Or you...
Thank you, the standards procedure and template for reports which are going to be 80 seats, which emanating from consideration of reports of this nature for approval, for either ratification or acceptance, any report coming under section 231, 2 in brackets, to Parliament for approval, this is the standard. We don't refer to the ministry or the department which sends a request.
Mm-hmm.
It's the standard procedure which we use.
It was Martin Diabulela that you're shaking the hands with that man. Because thank you. Welcome, Honorable Manana.
Can you introduce yourself? We don't know him.
No, his body is shaking his hand. Because their bodies when. Thank you, Honorable Smart. Honorable Manana, you're welcome. Just started with the first item. Adopting the. And welcome back to South Africa. So I think that Honorable Ngonyama, you understand it. Thank you.
I fully understand, Chair.
Shall we go into the
especially
next?
Especially that you said template.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shall we go to the second one, having approved the first one, which is on the TDCA? Let me read it for the record. It's the report of the Portfolio Committee on International Relations and Cooperation on the approval of the agreement between the Republic of South Africa of the one part and the European Community and its member states on the other part, amending the agreement on Trade, Development and Cooperation, that's TDCA, dated 8 September 2010. The Portfolio Committee on International Relations and Cooperation, having considered the request for approval by Parliament of the ratification of the agreement between the Republic of South Africa on the one part and the European Community and its member states of the other part, amending the agreement on the trade development and cooperation, that TDCA referred to it, recommends that the House, in terms of section 231, subsection 2 of the Constitution, approve the said agreement. Moved by Honorable Makgao, seconded by Honorable Smart Ngonyama. Why Honorable Ngonyama, you always have interest on trade? Okay, that's it. That last part is off the record.
Because it is the core of the welfare of the people of the country.
So we have approved those. These will be processed accordingly. Then we move into the let's deal with the first one. I added, I said the minutes would be the last. We've not abandoned Zimbabwe. We're still allowing that process. You would remember that there's this process which is part of the agreement to deal with the constitutional issue. And Zimbabwe is on that. Some people have said because of that process there is some violence. We are resolute. We are going there. We are going to prepare that trip. We must go there. We had agreed that when presentations were made that we're spending a lot of money in that country. So we've not abandoned that. I'm not opening that for discussion. As and when that site is ready and we will be able to come and report and say when we're going there. But in the meantime, you would remember, colleagues, we had indicated that the priority would be to look into these countries with multilateral institutions. So that when we visit that country, we're hitting two birds with one stone. One, we deal with oversight in our embassy, but what we also do, we call the embassies around in that particular region, the heads of those missions, to come to us when we are in that particular country. So we're just working on that to check which countries might be able to come to us, and whatever the issues would want to raise with them, we'll do them in one sitting, but it might be one after the other, but in one particular, because we do not have all these funds. There's a big debate about the funding model of the committees. We are hard on that debate as the chairpersons. Unfortunately, you have had a particular funding model here, which does not look into the different roles of the different committees. So we're dealing with that. There's a big fight there. But you can't say in that big fight your committee is less important than mine. You will have to be scientific on how you deal with that matter. But the second aspect which we're dealing with is to say, once we have done that work, but we'll also do some sort of oversight and understand what is going on in the headquarters of the AU, and look at the relevant issues we're supposed to be looking at. So you'd have dealt with the multilateral issues at the level of the AU, but you'd also deal with the oversight issues of your own embassies. So that is the motivation why we have picked up Ethiopia, which therefore suggests also we would be able to call surrounding embassies, Sudan, Nairobi, you can mention a lot of them, Egypt, and so on. You sit then with those heads of missions, and then whatever, we'll prepare a particular template on the issues which we want to understand. as we engage those heads of the missions, that we were trying to push it, but it became very clear that because it's not only one partner or one embassy involved, it's a lot of them, we might have to do thorough planning. The date now in our application, and I've taken discussions with the House Chair, Chair of Chairs, we were forced to submit another date, given a lot of other issues. The date is the 28th to the 2nd of November. That's what we're aiming for.
The 28th of October
to the 2nd of November. Did I say 28th November? 28th October to the 2nd of November. But as that comes closer, once all the approvals have been made, we will come back to you, warn you in terms of logistical preparations and all other things. Those of you like Mukhalapa who do not have passports must start applying now. But we will deal with the issues of the visas and all other things at that particular stage. We thought that we must brief with you that we are engaged in those preparations. It was just more of information, colleagues. The last item is the minutes. Yes, Honourable Darkie.
Whilst under normal circumstances, I would love to be on that trip. I'm expecting my first grandchild on the 30th of October, so I'm not going to be with you.
Oh, that's nice, Granny. Yeah.
Big milestone.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. Once more.
Thank you. I'm taking all the attention today.
Yeah, tough.
Honourable Smart. The theory of Marxism says something very interesting about the family unit as the most important and basic.
Right. The origin of the family.
Yes. So we must not neglect these things. It's a very good feeling for a parent when is expecting the grandchild.
I'll let you know.
I stay with mine almost the whole weekend when I'm home. Okay, Honorable Corinna.
Already?
We're still on the subject of children.
You've made a sitting statement. You are something to
No, I won't comment on that. Just on the, I think we support you, Chairperson, for the proposed visit. Can I just suggest that once it's finalized, that we also inform the department ahead of time? Because if we ask embassies and our diplomatic personnel to come to a central point, there will be logistical arrangement, there will be costs involved, and then we cannot make arrangement, postpone, it must be cast in stone, and they must be alerted beforehand that they can plan, can budget, and can make the arrangements. I just plead for that it's done in an orderly manner, that everybody is involved, there's no short notices or saying that they were not properly informed.
That's precisely the reason, Honorable Coral, of that we've picked up this particular date, because we already dealing with exactly those issues. Thank you. Honorable Smart, the last one.
Honourable Chair, I wanted to say that it's a very important trip. I concur with the last speaker. Ethiopia is so strategic to the continent. I wonder if it's not possible for us to have an opportunity to get some kind of a lecture that can be organized and on the history of that country. There's so much influence of Ethiopia to South Africa. If we think about Ethiopianism, which led to the formation of the liberation movement here and in the rest of the continent, I'm just raising it with him that, and as an empowering program.
That all received the minutes on time?
I got mine yesterday by email, and I was able to read through them, except for one, which she just sent it today.
I'm going to take them in a particular order. I will start with the 4th of August.
21st July.
21st July.
The 21st of July.
Yes.
Who moves? Honorable Coreno?
Just before you go do the minutes individually, I've read through it, and I think it's very detailed, but it is also more in a Hansard-style reporting. It's each person, what he said, responds, and so, which is very complete, and I think it reads very easily. Can I just ask whether we should not also consider to just capture the essence of a meeting? In other words, what was presented, and of all the questions that were raised by members, that we just capture the responses to the major issues. It will make the secretary's work, or the scriber, much easier, because I think it's a lot of work being put into to produce minutes like this by reporting per sentence and per response. I'm just putting the question whether we should not consider for future, these minutes are very complete, to consider to capture our minutes by really capturing the presentation and then summarizing the responses to the issues, instead of going into detail who said what, where, when. Because we may fall into a situation in future where Comrade Mubu will say, no, that word must be replaced by this word, or this sentence, it must be restructured in that way. Then we micromanage. And I have high appreciation for the minutes as it stands. I'm just posing the question whether we should not reconsider in future, just to make it more compact, precise, and capture the essence of what was discussed. Thank you.
Honorable Mubu.
Thank you very much, Chair. I do agree with the previous speaker that the minutes are very well written. I went through them yesterday myself, and I said, I think the standard is quite high. It's very good. But I'm not sure whether there is any format in which Parliament writes minutes. As far as I'm concerned, the style is fine. I'm used to reading things like this. This is how we would write our previous life. Take all the details of a meeting so that there's no dispute in future that you might have omitted something which was important. I find it very adequately prepared myself, but I just want to know if there's another format, maybe the parliamentary format of writing minutes. But if it was me alone, I'd leave them. Thank you.
Let me add my voice to the minutes. I think they definitely, it's thumbs up to the secretariat for making such minutes available. Usually the standard of minutes is about what was the agenda of the day and what were the resolutions. Those are two critical important points that you do in a minute. And I think we're coming from different previous lives, and we can say each had a way of doing minutes, but basically the essence is what was presented and what the parliament is on. Mm-hmm. So I think we got to find a way where we come to some reasonable conclusion on how do we prepare our minutes. But in essence, I think take nothing from the minutes as they are presented. They are well structured. Thanks, Chair.
Let me do this. I think there's a very strong point to say we all approve what is, but there's a very strong point to say you might not need to use that so-and-so said this, so-and-so said that. The essence of it is the decisions which you take. We must move towards that direction. But let us also follow the proposal of Honorable Mubu to say, generally, what is the standard procedure in Parliament? See, if one committee has a particular procedure and another one has a different procedure, it's not good for the Parliament. There needs to be a standard procedure which you take through all your secretaries of the committee on minute taking.
Mm.
But sometimes, you know, to use the names of the people, those decisions end up being associated with individuals rather than being the committee decisions.
Mm.
So you must also protect the people. It's not a question of who said what. It's a question of what was decided in the meeting
by the committee.
By the committee. Mm. I think also these are some of the motivations.
Yeah.
Honorable Smart?
No, because it leaves the secretary with the responsibility to choose which of the questions that you actually put here. I'm browsing through. I see one question that I raised. And I don't know how many questions that Mubu raised in the same minute, and how many questions that Makalaba raised in the same minute. And yet, I would argue that I never raised that issue only in that minute. In that minute.
Mm-hmm.
I raised a number of other issues. I'm just citing that as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Then what yardstick are you using? And any person that takes these minutes would actually say that, oh, Mubu is so active in this in these meetings. They are the only ones who talk in this minute. And so-and-so doesn't even talk. You get my point? And I'm protecting you.
There's strong motivation, colleagues, that we move towards dealing with the questions.
Yeah.
You can just give the context, but you don't say so and so, so and so. So less work, but also accolades to the way you've recorded. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I know that here you work with the content people in terms of the quality control.
Mm.
To all of you guys, thank you very much. So there's a move, Honorable Dabi. Yes. It was moved by Honorable Mubu, the first one, that we adopt, and seconded by Honorable Korenoff. Honorable Dabi, you want to move which one?
No, I thought you were looking for someone to move.
Yes.
The
one on the 4th of August.
Dabi, yes. No, I would ask.
Honorable Makhau.
I move.
Seconded by Ubudi Smart.
I was not there.
He was not there. I was there.
Seconded by Honorable Mubu.
Mm-hmm.
On the 11th.
No, that's not it.
That's
one. What
are the we're still going to the 11th.
Yeah, the 11th.
Okay. Neither can you get that one. Moved by Honorable Makhau, seconded by Honorable Korenoff. Honorable Mubu was there.
Yeah.
Can I give you 2 minutes to look into the Friday 25th?
No, I wouldn't done that.
Before we approve, before approve, the date 25th August was on a Wednesday, not a Friday.
Thanks.
And I don't see my name appearing as one of the apologies here. It's like I've been AWOL, and I see I've been replaced by my colleague here. So please note my apology for that. I did send an apology to the secretary. I think it might have just been an omission. It was the week when I was doing it.
Sometimes I don't agree with the delay, but this time I know when it comes to meetings. Yes, you are on paternity leave.
No,
yeah.
No, this one was when I was
in Mexico.
Mexico. That is noted, Chief. We'll put that correction.
Thanks, Chief.
Which date are we looking at?
25
August.
I thought we'd be looking at the 21st July. Why did you say that I was not there when I was there on the 21st of July, according to the minutes?
No, I didn't say that. And yet I guess the years in being after that. For instance, that's why you were raising a debate that you raised a lot of issues.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
It is in
a pleasure.
That's progress. It's moved by Honorable Gonyama and seconded by Honorable Mahab.
Mm-hmm.
No objections, we have adopted that set of minutes. Secretary, thank you very much. We've come to the end of the session today. Thank you very much for your cooperation. Sometimes it's nice to chair this committee. Sometimes it's not nice.
That's the nature of the business.
Except that I have a gripe. Except that I have a gripe. And I raised this thing informally to DA outside. That our minister has always been there.
Is that for the record?
No.
No, it's not for the record. I'm saying I've raised it informally, not for the record.
All
right.
So we can leave while you're saying that.
Sorry.
So I can leave as you say that.
Yes, you can. But I've raised this matter. I believe that, colleagues, when we feel that there's something wrong, let's raise it in the meeting and see how we go. But I still insist that Honorable Maite, the very nature of the work, she's not always here in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she has been able to say there are questions which she cannot be able to handle. That's a fact. No, it's against the background of the statement yesterday, Honorable Gonyama,
okay,
which was coming from the opposition, the main opposition, because you are the smaller opposition, you must know that.
I'm number three.
But as the ANC, we will disagree with that.
I'm
Thank
number
you.
Three,